Hello, this is Bishop Jeffrey Monfort and Bishop of the Diocese of Steubenville. Through the grace of Jesus Christ, we gather to delve deeper into our faith today in constant search for the source and summit of our lives in Jesus' self-giving this Lenten season. Let us again begin with that which quenches our thirst, the familiar passage from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, and that would be chapter 5, verses 17 to 18. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Dear friends, we are invited to be reconciled to our Lord Jesus Christ. He waits for us to take the action, of course, to approach him in the sacrament of penance. These words from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians illustrate the fact that Jesus is the one who forgives. While reconciling us to himself, Jesus has in turn provided us with the very ministry of reconciliation. In doing so, the church becomes the ambassador for Christ in a world in such great need for forgiveness and unity. Through his church, God appeals to the world for the very purpose of the incarnation and the paschal mystery. Is so that you and I may partake in the very holiness of God. Admittedly, the pastoral challenge before us is that we are all too familiar with the fact we are sinners in need of forgiveness. Often, if I may add, remember, the church is a refuge for sinners. I was once asked by one of the youth in the Diocese of Steubenville during my Steubenville Register, that is our diocesan paper, the Ask the Bishop section, or maybe I can call it a sacred initiative, that if praying to God directly for forgiveness was the same result as going to confession to a priest. The short answer is no. However, I went on to explain that each day, especially at the end of the day, we should examine our day and ask God for his forgiveness for those times when we are less than Christian in our word or action. In St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 19, we hear Jesus speaking directly to St. Peter. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And you know, immediately these words were coming after St. Peter acknowledged that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. In turn, Jesus gave St. Peter the authority to build up the kingdom of God on earth, which includes the power to forgive sins. These words from Jesus indicate to us that Jesus has entrusted his church with the ability to reconcile the human race to Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus Christ made the church essential, necessary for the salvation of humanity. Just as Jesus healed and forgave sins in front of crowds and people, the priests of the church possess the ability and charge to forgive sins. Yes, that includes us bishops. As I mentioned to the youth who sent me the question, that in the sacrament of penance and reconciliation, the sins of the penitent are not simply removed, but the void created is filled with God's grace. Only a sacrament can do that. And so, what then is a sacrament? Why does the church place such a great emphasis on this particular sacrament? For one, according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, sacraments are God's masterpieces. A sacrament is the very action of Jesus Christ in the life of an individual or in a community. In a sacrament, Jesus pours out the Holy Spirit on members of the church in order that you and I may receive his grace. As we continue to read, we learn that the purpose of the sacrament of penance and reconciliation is our sanctification in order that we may build up the body of Christ among our brothers and sisters. You see, we are not passive receptors. We're not watching a movie or a documentary, we're in it. In the sacrament of penance and reconciliation, we are not members of an audience, or we're not potted plants receiving our periodic fertilizer for continued growth. No, as we are nourished by God's grace, we are further strengthened in the faith so that you and I better express who we are as ones created in God's image and likeness. In other words, let's act like it. Through the sacred gift, Jesus shows us that we are actually worthy to be forgiven. He's made us worthy to be forgiven. There is a smartphone app for preparation for the sacrament. But the celebration does not occur by way of an app, because there is no anonymity with God. He knows us. While the priest may not be aware of the identity of the penitent behind the screen, God knows our very identity in the celebration within the seal of confession. And it is a protected seal that can never, ever be broken. As with all sacraments, the sacrament of penance and reconciliation is a liturgy, it's liturgical. In other words, the celebration gives glory to God. This is a time for praise, not despair. In the sacrament, Jesus enables us to go forth, and not just to sin no more, but to demonstrate to others that the Paschal mystery is meant for us, for our salvation. Jesus has made this personal, for you and for me. Only God forgives sins. While we may possess the ability to forgive someone who has wronged us, only Jesus Christ can forgive sins, and we're reminded that when we sin, it's not just against God, but also against His church. Jesus Christ explicitly states that only He has the authority to forgive sins and in turn to exercise divine power. We read that in Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 5 to 12. The good news is that Jesus has entrusted His church with His divine authority to act in His name. And we read in the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verse 21 to 23. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." And when He had said this, He breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." My brothers and sisters, this Lenten season, how blessed we are with the sacrament of penance. Amen.